From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. says Saudi Arabia is backing the Iran nuclear agreement. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said after talks Wednesday in Jeddah that Saudi Arabian leaders are backing the international Iran nuclear deal.
One thing that you'll want to know is about, with respect to Iran, is the nuclear deal, and both the king and the minister of defense reiterated their support for the Iranian nuclear deal.
Carter said Saudi officials are concerned about the ability of international inspectors to verify Iran's abiding by the agreement to not build nuclear weapons and the reimposition of sanctions should Tehran violate it. The U.S. defense chief made an unannounced visit to Iraq Thursday, meeting top officials, including the prime minister. He was to meet Sunni leaders in the battle against Islamic State. More than 60 killed in separate attacks Wednesday by suspected Boko Haram members in blasts in northern Cameroon and northeast Nigeria. Speaking in Washington Wednesday in the midst of a four-day state visit, Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari expressed confidence the Sunni insurgency would ultimately be defeated.
We are confident that we will defeat terrorism in our country and region because we have the will to win this fight. We will win because we have the support of the Nigerian people who voted us into office to do things differently in order to secure them from harm and provide for their prosperity and well-being.
But Mr. Buhari also said things will have to be done differently by expanding economic opportunity, creating jobs, and improving good governance. In short, he warned leaders must win and sustain the trust of the people they govern. This is VOA News. A car bombing at a crowded market in Baghdad Wednesday killed at least 20 people and wounded dozens. Iraqi police say the bombing late Wednesday hit a mainly Shia neighborhood in the Iraqi capital. As President Obama prepares to travel to Kenya and Ethiopia later this week, the White House Wednesday acknowledged a security breach regarding Mr. Obama's travel plans after his arrival and departure details were made public. National Security Advisor Susan Rice said there will be no change in the itinerary. Mr. Obama arrives late Friday in Nairobi to attend a business summit. Rice says his participation will send a strong signal about economic development on the continent.
The Global Entrepreneurship Summit will highlight the president's commitment to promoting entrepreneurship globally, particularly opportunities for women and girls. Our time in Kenya will also underscore Nairobi's strong leadership on regional security issues, its impressive record of economic growth, and competitive democratic system.
Mr. Obama meets Ethiopian officials afterwards, along with civil society groups, and will address the African Union Monday in Addis Ababa before returning to Washington. The president late Wednesday marked the reauthorization of the 15-year-old African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA, with a reception at the White House.
Africa is a place of incredible dynamism, some of the fastest-growing markets in the world, extraordinary people, extraordinary resilience, and it has the potential to be the next center of global economic growth.
He said the trade law will continue to encourage good governance, labor rights, and human rights in Africa. More than 40 countries are eligible for the trade benefits under the law. The director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation is warning that the Islamic State group's online attempts to recruit Americans pose a bigger terror threat to the U.S. than does Al-Qaeda. Speaking late Wednesday in Colorado, James Comey said while Al-Qaeda is careful how it chooses operatives, IS has cast a wider net and is willing to recruit unstable, troubled drug users. He referred to IS-linked Twitter accounts with more than 21,000 English-language followers. Greek banks received new cash infusions from the European Central Bank on Wednesday, ahead of a key vote in Parliament on judicial and banking reforms needed to secure crucial bailout funds from Athens's international creditors. Lawmakers are debating a second package of reforms demanded by the ECB and International Monetary Fund. Gambia's long-serving leader, Yahya Jammeh, Wednesday marked the 21st anniversary of the military takeover of the country that put him in power by pardoning all prisoners convicted for treasonable offenses. Last week, he indicated a three-year moratorium on executions would soon end. Amnesty International warns of a rising climate of fear in the West African nation, with journalists, homosexuals, and regime opponents and their families increasingly being targeted. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.